Dan Manning back with you here on The Fan. 10 o'clock hour rolling in. The sun is up. It is blue outside. And we are rolling into one of the greatest weekends in sports. One of the finest weekends that we have. We've got the NBA playoffs kicking off. We've got the NHL playoffs that are in full swing. We will get to them in a little bit. You have baseball in full swing. You've got all of this great stuff going on, and my favorite event of the year on the calendar down in Augusta, Georgia, is the Masters with an unparalleled leaderboard. And so we go to a man who is unparalleled in his own right. He is Jay Busby of Yahoo Sports. Jay, what's up, brother? How are you?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well. All right, so I'm just going to read this leaderboard off, okay? I don't even have a question. Molinari, Day, Koepka, Scott, Oosthuizen, Dustin Johnson, Harding, Schauffele, and Woods. How much is this?
What the hell is Justin Harding doing there?
I know he's ruining everything. I thought it was Warren Harding for a minute.
Yeah, we've been making that joke, or Tanya Harding, one of the two. But, yeah, I mean, obviously he belongs there. No offense to the many Justin Harding fans in Cleveland, but, yeah, he obviously belongs there. But, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great day. It's really – I'm standing on our back deck in Augusta right now, and it's really gray. It's going to be nasty weather later on, but, yeah, you can't beat that leaderboard.
All right, so how's the course playing so far? Is the weather kind of making it a little bit harder or easier on these guys?
It seems a little bit easier. It seemed obviously a lot easier on Thursday rather than yesterday, but still, Molinari and Day were a couple of guys that were able to string together some deep 5-under rounds, and so they were able to get themselves right up there at the top of contention. I don't know how it's going to play today. It should play pretty slow. The ground has been soaked, but, I mean, Augusta National could do whatever they want with a golf course. They could turn it into an Arizona-style sand course if they wanted to overnight. They've got the ability to do that. But it should be fun one way or the other.
Absolutely, and it's going to be a blast worth watching. So what do you think has been the toughest hole so far on here? Is what they've done to, like, five and that stuff really made a difference by making it a little bit longer, or has it kind of just playing as Augusta always does?
Yeah, I mean, five, you know, they play with it a little bit. I don't know if there's just necessarily any one hole that's playing more difficult than the others. It's just the question of whether you're able to take advantage of the opportunities that you have, like on 13, the par 5 to 13th, you know, if they're able to make work there and work with 15 as well, you're able to go and take advantage of those chances. But, you know, the trick, obviously, for most golfers is these greens. They're so slick and they're so undulating, which is a great word that we don't use nearly enough, that if they can take advantage of those, then they can get low. And Tiger Woods has been a guy who's been putting so well on the long putts but has been missing the short putts. He's an example of someone who has had opportunities but has let a couple of them slip away.
Well, and that's the amazing thing with this so far is they've always said that Augusta is a second-shot course where it's all about setting yourself up for that easy putt. And if Tiger – I mean, what Tiger's been able to do so far has been spectacular, but if he's going to miss those 10 to 15 footers, it's going to come back and bite him.
Well, you know, but he's got enough experience here, and he's got enough muscle memory that I think those are going to start to fall. I would be a lot more worried for him if he was just relying on long putts and if he was having a lot more trouble. He's going to get these to fall soon enough. If he'd been putting them badly, he's got them online. They should fall before too much longer. But, of course, it's such a log jam up at the top of the leaderboard. The question is whether he's going to be able to keep up with someone, and there will be someone who makes a run.
Yeah, that's going to be the interesting part is to figure out who that guy is. And I mean, hopefully it's Tiger. Can you definitely tell with Tiger being in contention, is there more of a buzz at Augusta than usual, or does it feel about normal?
Well, Augusta is always the star of the show at Augusta. You know, it's the Masters. It doesn't matter whether it's Tiger Woods or insert champion, who I don't want to insult by saying their name, who might not be a crowd favorite champion. You know, that there are always people who come out here, pay thousands of dollars. Obviously, the secondary ticket market for Tiger with Tiger in the mix is going to be huge. But you know, Augusta is always, like I say, the star of the course here. But people love seeing Tiger, and you know, I was out on the course yesterday, and you could hear where Tiger was because you could track the roars. And so it's always fun to see him in contention. It makes things just adds that little extra bit of spice to the overall mix.
I'm assuming you walked with him a little bit. Is he starting to look like the Tiger of old? Are we starting to see a little bit of that, like, that swagger and a little bit of that confidence and that stuff coming back? Like, can Tiger really make a run at this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's got the skill to do it. He's got the ability to do it. Walking with Tiger at the Masters is really an impossibility, though. I mean, there are so many thousands of people around him at all times. You have to basically just get two holes in front, post up, and then wait for him to come by. You can't track him down and walk alongside him because there's going to be 3,000 other people that are doing the exact same thing. But, yeah, I mean, he's walking like he has confidence. He's playing like he has confidence, and that's what he needs. You know, he doesn't have the skill to distance himself from the field the way that he did in past years, but he's certainly got the confidence.
And it's back to that ball striking thing. I mean, he's been one of the best iron players on tour for a good chunk of the season and even into last year, and you're just seeing it in this tournament. He is striking second shots like there's no tomorrow. That's why I think he really does have a chance. And I think Sunday in Tiger in red, if he could keep up with these guys today, man, it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be – today's going to be a crucial day for everyone. You don't want to let anybody – there's always the line about how if you're five strokes in going into Sunday, you could still catch it. Let's be realistic. With a level of talent that's at the top of this leaderboard, you know, this is not some chump who's never been at the top of the leaderboard. You've got major winners all in the top five. You've got Tiger Woods right there, one stroke off. You've got Dustin Johnson right there as well. These are guys who know how to win. They're not going to go – suddenly get all jelly-legged because they happen to be in one of the final pairings on Sunday at the Masters. So you're going to have to play a lot better than you've shown before in order to keep up with these guys. If you give them two or three strokes heading into Sunday, you might as well hang it up.
Right, and I mean, you're talking guys, so, you know, Molinari, a major winner, Jason Day, a major winner, Brooks Koepka, a major winner, Adam Scott won at the Masters, Louis Oosthuizen is a major. I mean, this is a stacked leaderboard of major winners. And I got to ask with Jason Day, because he's, you know, right around from the area, and by that I mean like 3 hours south, but, you know, we claim everything. How's his back holding up? Does it seem like it's really a bit of an issue for him, or is it something he's been able to conquer through?
I don't know. Jason Day is a great purveyor of the Jason Day legend. He loves telling stories about his illness and what he's overcoming and what he's doing. He's telling stories about blowing balloons to inflate his rib cage, get air in his rib cage yesterday. So, he's obviously one of the best players in the world. He slipped a bit in terms of his edge from the last few years, back when he was world number one. But certainly he's got the ability to be up there. He's been in this situation before. You know, if you believe the old cliche that you've got to lose one to win one, he's certainly lost one before. So, yeah, he's got as good a chance as everybody else. I mean, I would be a little less worried for his sake if you didn't have just stone-cold killers like Molinari and Koepka up there. Those guys don't seem to get bothered by anything. But, yeah, certainly Dave's right there in the mix.
It makes me laugh because you were saying that, and all I'm thinking of in my head is Paul Pierce when they had to get the wheelchair in game one of the finals out, and then he comes running out of the locker room afterward and installing the, the legend.
Exactly. Yeah, Dave will come hobbling out on, you know, using a club as a crutch, and then all of a sudden he'll crush a 300-yard drive.
It's, you need that, though. You need that little bit of drama. It helps to build up everything. So, all right, with Augusta and with the Masters and all of this good stuff, who on this leaderboard are you really liking? Is there somebody you got an eyeball on who's like, you know, if they just hit this putt a little bit better and we got moving day on Saturday and into Sunday, this is somebody you got to really watch out for. Who are you liking on this leaderboard, Jay?
I mean, I'm taking the guy right at the very top, Molinari. I mean, he is the kind of guy who just does not seem to get rattled by anything. You could set off fireworks right next to his head and he wouldn't be rattled. So he was able to stare down Tiger at the Open Championship last year. He was outstanding in the Ryder Cup. This is the kind of stuff that he seems to thrive on. And so if he's already got the lead, you know, he doesn't have to worry about running anybody down. I think that he's probably your best bet to stay steady, and right behind him, a Go Koepka, for almost the same reason. These guys have demonstrated that they have a mental toughness far and above even most of the rest of the field. So I think those guys are the ones you want to keep an eye on. Obviously, Tiger, we don't know how well his body will react to what his mind wants him to do. But, yeah, those are the guys that you want to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and they're guys, especially Molinari, like, he won't beat himself. He's one of those guys, he'll take the smart shot. He's not going to try to push it a little bit further than he could, hoping that he'll, you know, ramp it up. He's not going to try to be John Rahm and crush it 300 feet to get in on two on a par five. He's one of those guys that'll take the layup to make the right shot. And Molinari, I mean, that's a smart pick. That's a good guy to be behind.
Yeah, I mean, he can think his way around the golf course. He's able to anticipate what he needs to do, and that's exactly what you need here. You need to be thinking of Augusta not just as a tree that you're trying to chop down one stroke at a time, but as a chess match that you've got to think through every hole and figure out how each hole sets up the next shot.
All right, so now I have to ask too. So what's the sandwich of choice down there? If you have to pick one between the egg salad, the pimento cheese, everything else, what's your sandwich of choice?
You know what? I like them both, but I'm gonna go sideways and go with a peach ice cream sandwich. That is that is a fabulous sandwich. I do not recommend having more than one or two in a week because it will just annihilate you. But man, it is a good pick. But yeah, everybody has their favorites. I've never been an egg salad guy. I might have to try it today just to see what all the fuss is about. But yeah, you can't go wrong with anything here.
You really can't. It's unbelievable. Is this all right? Here's the big question for you, Jay. Is this the best weekend in sports?
We were literally just talking about that in the house. I mean, tonight we've got the NBA playoffs. We've got the NHL playoffs. There's an MMA fight. There's a NASCAR race. There's Masters golf. I mean, it's going to be a quality stacked lineup.
It is. It's out of control. I mean, you've got eight playoff games this weekend. You've got, in both the NBA and the NHL, you've got Major League Baseball, you've got the NASCAR race, the MMA fight, the Masters going on all between it. And then even I'll go a step further and throw in Game of Thrones and the start of that and Billions and all that stuff. I mean, this is a phenomenal weekend. This is as good as it gets.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to tap out on Game of Thrones tomorrow night because I'm probably going to be writing, and then when I get done writing, I'm going to come home and collapse. I'm going to be send only on Twitter once Game of Thrones hits, but I'll catch up on Monday morning.
All right, so then now you brought it up, so now I have to ask. All right, who do you think is sitting on the throne at the tail end? Who do you think's sitting on the Iron Throne?
I don't know. I think I would love to see some kind of weird twist and go with it, but I think that Sansa might be the one that takes it home.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I really like that.
I think her character arc seems to suggest that she had so much. Let's just say garbage thrown at her all through the series. But then again, this is not a series where people get what they deserve. It's entirely possible that she'll get iced tomorrow night, and that'll be it. But hopefully not.
Right, and it's a story of who's played the game the best. And I mean, it's the reason why Cersei Lannister is still on the top is because she's played the game so well, and now all of a sudden the game is getting far bigger than anything that's taking place in King's Landing.
Yeah, well, you know, Cersei Lannister is like Tiger Woods. You know, she can play the game, but man, there's some competitors that have come up, and Cersei may not make the cut.
Oh, I like that. See, this smells like a column for you. This smells like a column. You should do it.
I got to be honest, man. I am on Game of Thrones overload. I mean, everybody, I love the show, but I have hit the point where, I mean, people are like, what's your best Game of Thrones Avengers mashup? And I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, let's enough of the fan fiction, folks. Let's just enjoy the show for what it is.
All right, I'll give you that, and we'll do the same for you for the Masters. So you got Molinari taking it home?
Yes, I think he's set up well. I mean, that prediction is worth the paper that it's printed on right now. But, at the moment, in terms of all other things being equal right now, Saturday morning, Molinari's my pick.
Okay, give me one sleeper of somebody that you've really liked how they play.
Justin Thomas has gotten his act together. You know, it's good to see him. I'll go even a step further. Jordan Spieth, who I kind of took apart on Thursday after his terrible round, went and played really, really well. I mean, I don't think he's going to come close to winning. He's six strokes back, and he's got a gargantuan leaderboard in front of him. But JT and Jordan, you know, the spring break crew, both of those guys, I like how they're playing. I think they just got a little bit too late of a start in a tournament that you can't do that.
Jay, thank you so much for the time, man. I really appreciate it. Enjoy every bit of Augusta. Enjoy every bit of the Masters, and know that I'm beyond jealous that you're there on a patio right now and I'm not.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the time, man. Take it easy.
See ya.
He is Jay Busby of Yahoo Sports. He is a great friend of the program. Getting you ready for the Masters. Coming up next, is this the best weekend in sports? Is this the best weekend in sports? Because my answer straight up without digging any further, yes. Y-E-S, yes. And we dig into that next.